This is one we got of a neighbor years ago. Actually learned from a brother. Don't know the name, and we called it the Ed Fleming Waltz. His name was Ed Fleming. So that's what we pegged it. That's the only thing. It's in the key of C.
Thank you. doing. Do you have anything you'd like to?
Want to do?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear much of it.
There's a few fiddles here. Very poor excuse for that.
A little example of swing maybe?
I'm gonna be at the dance.
How about Laura Light? Is she here? I asked Laura if she'd play a bluegrass.
Oh, yes.
Maybe while she's coming, Michael and I have been real interested in looking at history through music. And not just songs, but actually we've come across a whole lot of instrumental pieces that say celebrate a time or a place in history. And I thought maybe we could play something that would represent something like that. It seems like an awful lot of fiddle tunes, they were made up to celebrate an event or something that took place in history. If you can go back a little bit to some of the earliest sources of the tunes, you find that the tunes have stories that go along with them, that have just come down with the tunes. So probably a prime example here in West Virginia would be the tune Camp Chase, where the famous fiddling Carpenter family had a member who ended up in a Union prison camp out in Ohio, and the captain of the camp decided to have a fiddle contest, and the winner was to win his freedom. So old Devil Sile Carpenter played this tune called Camp Chase and won his freedom. This tune appeals to me as a fiddle player.
Thank you.
fifth district that you played about 7 years ago? Is that involved?
Yeah, that version comes from a fiddler named Emery Bailey. It's kind of a sweeter version.
Which one? The one you just played?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Carpenter family, Ernie and French, they played it at a lot different feeling the way they played it. And this tune got to be called Camp Chase, I guess, after that event, after the prison war thing. Before that, people call roughly the same tune George Booger and Booker, and there's also a Scottish name which I can't remember.
Thank you.
Today in class we had a pretty interesting rendition of Leather Breeches with Kevin playing Irish and Pete playing a sort of southern style.
Very good at the game.
You want to wind up with that?
Yeah.
It actually did work pretty well.
When Jerry was talking about the guy playing the tune and winning his freedom, how many chains of that fiddle players are wasting? I bet there's a lot more. And they've gotten free.
Thank you.
Styles Workshop. Thanks a lot for coming. Margo, is there, what's on?
Yeah, I have a real important announcement to make. Somebody noticed that the dining hall staff had changed the meal hours to 4:30 to 5:30, so I'll call it back to 4:30 to 6.
Okay.
So the dance will go until 5:00, and we're all there, go over there now.
What will we do without you, Margo?
Not here.
Jerry.
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 short and get around to the place and they extend it around. Because otherwise they're going to be but yeah, but they put dinner back.
We're good for the people, a lot of them.